Today's shiur is found in Moed Katan Daf Yud Ches, and the Gemara there discusses the inyan of an ovel being usher to cut his nails, and this is really a tolda of the isser by an ovel of cutting his hair. We'll learn the sugya inside as a background for different machloikis between the Rishonim and the Achronim. We will start with the second line on the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings us a story. Pinchas Achva de Mar Shmuel, Pinchas the brother of Shmuel, Isra be Milsa, something happened, and Rashi says a misfortune took place. But Pinchas Achva, the Masoreh Sashas says the next word should be de Shmuel, Pinchas the brother of Shmuel, Hava Ovel, he was an Ovel. Rashi in the Ksav Yad tells us Shemes Benoi, his son died. And the Gemara continues, Ol Shmuel Amishol Taima Minei. Shmuel went up. Rashi explains, Ledaber Aliboy de Pinchas, to console, to speak to the heart of Pinchas, and we would call it to be Menachem Ovel. Actually, Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzal in his Sefer Mayan Beis HaShe'eva tells us that there is a difference between the terminology of Nechama and that of Dabru Alev. We find by Yosef and the brothers, Vayinachem Oysom, Vayidaber Alibam. And Rav Schwab explains that Nechama means, similarly, the Baal Shem Tov says such a word, that Nechama is where the Ra is Be'etzem Toiv, and Dabru Alev, that is where a person considers what happened to him ra, but it has a good purpose. Kol mat oved rachmano l'tav oved, and other shiurim, we've explained that that was the madrega of nochem ish gamzu, gamzu l'toiva, that there was no ra that had a good purpose, but rather the ra was be'etzem good. And in my Sefer Or HaOiris, I discussed that perhaps that is the pshat when we say to an ovel, bar minan, ha'mokam yinachem eschem besoich aveli tziyin v'rishlaim, we're telling the ovel that all that we did during the Shiva was to dabru alev, to console you, to try to tell you that that which looks ra in the ptira of the nifter has a good purpose by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the etzem nechama, which means a 180 turn, that what we think is ra is not really ra, but it is be'etzem tov, not ra for a good purpose, that is only done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we say to the Ovel in parting, HaMokoyim, D'Rabboinu Shel Olam, Yenachem Eschem, B'Soich Aveli Tzim Rishalayim. We cannot do Nechama. The most that we can accomplish is Dabru Alev. And so we see in this Rashi that Rashi says that Shmuel went up. Rashi doesn't use the wordage of Nachem, L'Nachem, but rather L'Daber Aliboy de Pinchas, to try to console him, even though he was unable to give full Nechama as only the Ribbono Shel Olam can. So when Shmuel went up to be Menachem, his brother, to Ladabar Alev, as we explained, we call it Nichum Avelim, but we should know that our Nechama is only begetter Dabru Alev. When Shmuel went up to console, to offer soothing words to his brother Pinchas, Chazino, he saw Latufre, that the nails of Pinchas, the Havinefishin, that they were long. In other words, he was an Ovel Pinchas, and he didn't cut his nails. Amar Le, Shmuel said to his brother, Amai Lo Shakalta Lehu, why didn't you cut your nails? Amar Le, so Pinchas responded, Ibididei Have Mi Mizalzalis Be Kuli Hai, if an incident had happened to you, if you, Chas V'Shalom, would be an Ovel, would you have treated cutting your nails in such a callous manner? You, of course, would have been also machmer not to cut your nails. So the Gemara says, "Havi kishkoger sheyotze mi milifnei hashalit." It was like a mistake that went out from the words of the ruler, as the Rashi in Ksav Yad says, "Shegozer hashalit gzeira ala adam lahargo shloi bekavana." The king sentence someone to death by mistake, but once the king said that you die, you go to the gallows. So when Pinchas uttered such a statement, the Isrei be'milsa v'Shmuel, and now Shmuel was, as Rashi says, ba'avelis. All Pinchas achvul mishul time aminei. Now Pinchas went up to console, to offer ledaber alev, soothing words to his brother Shmuel. When Shmuel saw Pinchas, and Shmuel realized that it was because of the statement that had gone out unintentionally from the mouth of Pinchas, that if this would happen to you, would you be so mezalzel in cutting your nails? Shakil nu letufre, he took the nails, even though it was in the middle of Shiva, and the Ritvos says that from here we see that what he told his brother was that you're allowed to cut the nails during Shiva. So Shmuel took the nails that he paskened you're allowed to cut during Shiva. Chaftinu la'ape, he threw it towards Pinchas, his brother, and Rashi says, Meroiv Kas. But now we have a problem, as the Gemara later on the stuff tells us that Shloisha Dvorim Nemer Bitsipornayim, Hakoivron Tzadik, Sarfen Chosad, Zarkin is Russia. So once Shmuel threw the nails at Pinchas in his anger over the loss of his child that Pinchas had caused inadvertently, says Rashi, Vahadar Machnes Lehu, the Zarkin Russia. That, of course, if you throw at someone can be harmed because of it. A woman who is carrying a child can miscarry. A person who throws it is a rasha. So right away Shmuel went and picked up all the nails that he had thrown. Amar Lei, Shmuel said to Pinchas, Leslach bris krusulis vasayim, don't you know that there is a covenant that is connected to the lips? In other words, that a person can say something prophetically, and once he has uttered it, it can have an effect. What your words that you said had an effect and caused the death of my child. And we will skip down a few lines where the Gemara proves this concept of bris krusulis vasayim. Sovar minei the yadin deregaloid. Bnei Yeshiva thought that this halacha, that it is permitted to cut your nails that Shmuel had paskin during the Shiva, is only by the fingers. It's only nails of the fingers, fingernails. The yad in the regaloi, but from the toes, that Shmuel would also hold his usher during Shiva. Amar Ravanan bar Tachlifa. So Ravanan bar Tachlifa said, "Ledidim farshlim and named Shmuel. I have heard in the name of Shmuel that what Shmuel really meant was loishna the yad, loishna the regal. Doesn't matter if it's from the hand or if it's from the foot. It is always permitted." Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, Ubeginustera usr. But if you do it with a genustera, it is usr. What is genustera? We have a machlokes here between Rashi and the Aruch, which Tosfos brings down. So Rashi says, Misparayim, that these are scissors. So according to Rashi, you're only permitted to cut your fingernails and your toenails with your mouth, with your teeth, or with your hands, with one finger taking a fingernail off. It's not a keli, but once you come to a scissor, which is already a keli, all kelim are usser. Tosfos brings the Aruch in Divrei HaMasechta Gvenusteri usser in the second Tosfos, Pirush Ba'aruch, Shehu Kli HaMasukin Litul Sparnaim. It's a special keli that is made to cut nails, but it is not scissors. The Kach Shmoi, and this is its name. Umiloshen de genustera aser, says Tosfos, according to the Aruch, mashma shahaya matir bein betar bein misfarayim, that if you used other common cutting equipment such as a razor or regular scissors that are not the special genustera that is miyuchad for cutting nails, according to the pshat of the Aruch, it would be permitted. The lav dafka bishinayim, and it's not just permitted to cut your fingernails or your toenails with your teeth. And then Tosfos says that it's mashma from other places that dafka b'shin of shari, that it's only permitted with your teeth and not with other keli. Now, this would be like Rashi Shita, that any keli, even a regular scissors, not a kli miyuchad for cutting toenails and fingernails, that is also prohibited. In halacha, we find that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the Mundi Omer who holds that it's mutter to cut fingernails. However, genustra is usser. And concerning the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, there we paskin, like Rashi, that all kalim are prohibited. Not only a special keli miyuchid for cutting nails, genustra, but in fact, genustra is a regular scissors, and what the Gemara was saying is that all kalim are prohibited. If all kalim are prohibited, so why in fact is it mutter to cut one's nails with his teeth or with his hands? Because the Bari Shulchan brings down from the Levush, it is only through a keli that a person becomes looking very well groomed, and then it becomes a pleasure and a simcha. That is what is prohibited during the Avelis. But if he does it with his hands or with his teeth, it doesn't come out so nicely, and therefore that is not a source of tainug and simcha, and is not prohibited during the Avelis. We find in the Shas and Shuvas Shvus Yaakov Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf that there is a further heter, says the Shvus Yaakov. Halacha l'maisa oid ha'reisi I paskin l'fima shemasik shem b'yoredeya simen shin tzadik the oser lito spernayim b'kli avu b'yad v'abishin of mutter. This is the halacha that it is oser in yoredeya we find to cut his nails with a keli, but with his hands or with his teeth, it is mutter. V'zeh davar kasha litos renayim ovim. You have thick nails. It's very difficult to do it biyadai b'shinov, to do it with your hands or with your teeth. So I paskin said the Shvus Yaakov, the dafka lito kulay b'kli oser. It's only oser to take the entire nail with a keli. Avol choytech tzas b'sakin, but he can begin to cut it with a knife, and va'achakach yitel tzipon of biyadai b'shin of mutter. Then, if he finishes off after he started with his knife, he finishes off with his hands or with his teeth, then it is permissible. This is the psak of Shaul and Shuvah Shvus Yaakov Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf in Yoredeya Simen Shin Tzadik Si'if Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Kishem she'asur legaleach kol shloishim yoim, just like it is prohibited to cut one's hair all 30 days, kach asur litol spornaim, so it is asur to cut one's nails. B'kli, avu b'yadav b'shinav, mutter, but with his hands or with his teeth, it is mutter. Afila toich shiva. And this heter, as we saw from Shmuel's psak, is permitted, bein b'yad, bein b'regel, toich shiva is also permitted. V'isha, and a woman, she'ira tfilasa achar shiva toich shloishim, that after the shiva, she has to go to the mikveh, and it's within shloishim of her avelis. Im titel tzvarnea b'yadea b'shinea, if she will cut her fingernails with her hands or with her teeth, einan oitelus yafa, she does not do a good job, and it might be a chatzitza concerning her going to the mikveh. Ela toimer loiveres kechavim, she should tell a shiksa, a goita, litlom lo betar oibemisparayim, that she should cut it with a razor or with a scissors, and it is permitted because it is tzoruch mitzvah. The Ramah adds that v'lam dafka avaris kechavim, that even though the mechaber's lashon is that she should tell to a goita, but it's lav dafka elahu adin yisraelis, she really could tell to another Jewish lady to do it for her. V'sircha delishan de chol amoyed nakad, by chilchus chol amoyed, the halacha is that the woman in this situation would taka have to ask a goy, because for another Jew it would be a problem because of chilchus chol amoyed to cut the nails. So the Mechaber already used the same language of Chol HaMoed he used here, Legabi Avelis. But in reality, says the Ramah, by Avelis, it's different. Another woman doesn't have an issue of Avelis as she does by Chol HaMoed, where she's also prohibited from cutting nails. So therefore, the Ramah says it's Lav Dafka a Goy, but rather even a Yiddish woman, she's able to cut with a tar or misparayim, she's allowed to do it during the shloishim for this woman who's going to the mikveh. Now, although we said that netilas pernaim is like a tolda of the isser of giluach, of taking a haircut, there are certain things that they have in common, but there are differences. So, for example, by a father and a mother, avelis, there's an isser giluach, Yud Beis Chodesh, and the shear is 3 months, oy ad sheyigru boy chaverev. Or if he's so much hair that he's unkempt, that people say, hey, you know, you really have to take a haircut, then he's permitted. V'chol shebo koyde matir legalech. If the 3 months becomes before yigar boy chaverev, or if the yigar boy chaverev comes before the 3 months, whichever comes first, he has a heter to go and take a haircut. U'bazeh choluk netilas pernayim migiluach. Here we have a difference between fingernail cutting and hair cutting, because concerning fingernail cutting, even for a father and mother, it is mutter after shloishim, and he doesn't have to wait 3 months or yigur boy chaveirov, and certainly not 12 months. And the Bari HaShulchan explains that the reason is because it's not the derech of people to stare at other people's fingernails, how long they are, and therefore the whole shear of Yigaru Boy Chaveirov and Gimel Chadoshim, which is connected to Yigaru Boy Chaveirov, falls away, because that's not a practical thing. And to make him wait 12 months until he cuts his nails, Chazal didn't want either. And therefore, the shear that they established was 30 days. So after 30 days, although le'inin giluach, it's aser for him to take a haircut, ad sheyigru boy chaverev, or three chadoshim, but le'inin netilas pernayim, it's mutter here, netilas pernayim, is easier than giluach. Also, we find another area where netilas pernayim is easier than giluach. And this is concerning avelus on the korban. Concerning taking a haircut, we know that it is prohibited, the Bnei Ashkenaz are noyig, that all 3 weeks one does not take a haircut from Shiva Asr V'Tamas until after Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to take a haircut. However, concerning Netila Sepernayim, there everyone is makel up till Shvuah Shechal by Tisha B'Av, up till the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, and there are those who are makel even in Shvuah Shechal by Tisha B'Av to permit cutting one's nails. And as we'll soon see, even according to the Oisrim who prohibited during Shvuah Shechal by Tisha B'Av, they permitted Letzarech Mitzvah, for example, Erev Shabbos, or for the purposes of going to the mikveh. So here we see netilas pernayim is much easier than a haircut. Haircut is also for 3 weeks, and netilas pernayim is mutter perhaps the entire 3 weeks, or at most shvu shechal boi tisha b'av, and even then it's mutter letzorech mitzvah. And the Taz in Simon Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Gimel explains to us, he's of the opinion that it is Osir during Shvuah Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av. He explains, why isn't it the same as cutting your hair, which is for 3 weeks? Says the Taz, Nira Dehu Adin Etil Sepernayim De Osir B'Shvuah Zu Aval Koidim Lezeh Mutter Afilu Lufi Ma Shenogu Isur B'Tas Virus min shiva aser b'tamuz k'moishir kasev ramah b'sif dalid mikol makam netila sepernayim kilmizah k'moishir kasev l'inyan avil b'yardei simin shim tzadik demutter b'makam mitzvah gabi avil hachanami kan Ein lahachmer boy bechumers haminig kein nir lufyani is daiti. So just like we find by Ovel that really it should be aser netilas pernayim during the shloishim, and yet a woman who's going to the mikveh, we said that after shiva, someone else can cut her nails for her. It is permitted. So we see a kula letzayrich mitzvah in this iser. So who adin? The whole Indian of not cutting the nails, similar to not taking a haircut, is an Indian of a minig. So the Indian the minig, they weren't machmer more than shvur shechal boy. This is the sheet of the Taz, that shvur shechal boy is usher for netilas pernayim, the rest of the 3 weeks not. However, the Magen Avram disagrees in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. He is mekel legamre concerning avelus of the churban, concerning cutting one's nails. Why? Because it's avelus bitzina. Says the Magen Avram, shamati sheyesh oisrim litos pranayim kimoi ba'ovel. I have heard that there are those who want to ask you to cut the nails like you find ba'avelus. V'nirali deloy dami. Dezeh havi kimoi tzina. The inyan of cutting nails, which is not such a inyan that is done barabim. It's a tzina. It's like a hidden thing of avelus. Uba avelus the tzina tishub of kil neovel. Concerning any aspect of avelus which is not before hesia in public, but it's betzina, tishub of is easier than an ovel. And therefore, he says the whole inyan of cutting nails, according to his sheet, is mutter, ulechvoid Shabbos pshita deshori, and for kavod Shabbos, it is certainly permitted, as we find in Sif Gimel, the kol shchein letzarch tefila, and certainly a kavachomer, if a woman needs to do it for the purposes of tefila. And so, the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Chaf says, Divri Amaschel Asurin Lesaper Leinian Atilas Pernayim Yesh Deus Bein Achroinim Ochein Letzarech Tfilas Mitzvah Bevari Shari Vechein Lechvoid Shabbos Gegoin Shechal Tishvav B'Shabbos. If Tishvav is on Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos, it's Kovet Shabbos Shari Be'erev Shabbos Litlats Pernayim. It's permitted Erev Shabbos to cut one's nails. And so I have concluded in Hilchis Bein Amtzorim V'Tishibov, in the Sefer I was zoicha to write, Aninus V'Avelus Shel Churban, on page 48, in the summary of Halachas of the 3 weeks, page 48, number 10, cutting nails during the 3 weeks is permissible. Some prohibit during the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs. These opinions permit cutting nails during that week for the purpose of a mitzvah, such as on Erev Shabbos for Kavod Shabbos. And in footnote 21, I bring down the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharet Zion there in Sif Katan Chav Zion, who quotes it as a machlokes between the Magen Avram and the Taz. And as we saw, the Magen Avram is Matur Legamri, cutting nails during the 3 weeks, and even Shvur Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, and the Taz only prohibits it Shvur Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, not the rest of the 3 weeks, and he's also Matur it even in Shvur Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, L'tzorech Mitzvah or L'chvoid Shabbos Kodesh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.